Hi, I'm Kostya. I'm from the wonderful city of Berlin, from Germany, and I would like to introduce you to the association Accessible Travel, Barrier-Free Destinations in Germany, who I have the honor to represent today. So, who are we? We are 10 member regions committed to accessible tourism. On the map, from north to south, I will name them. It is the Hansa City of Rostock, East Frisia, Ruppina Lakes, City of Magdeburg, the Lusatian Lakeland, City of Erfurt, Saxon Switzerland, the Eifel region, the Southern Wine Route, and the Franconian Lake District. So, the association was founded in 2008 and has since grown in members and cooperation, be it trade fairs, social media activities, or expertise in the development of accessible tourism. Together, all the members have barrier-free tourism as their main focus. They continuously develop it in their regions in cooperation with the association's partners, like Deutsche Bahn, German National Tourism Board, and the marketing organizations of the Federal States of Germany, and many more. And there exists healthy competition and a continuous exchange of ideas between the members. This is enhanced by the many meetings which are regularly hosted by the different member regions. For example, East Frisia wanted to design braille elements for the visually impaired, and Erfurt could really help with that. They could provide the designer and the printing service. Or the Franconian Lakeland wanted to know more about accessible tourism with boats, and the Lusatian Lakeland could help with that. So, did I already said? Let me click on. Let us get specific right now. What are the highlights of each region? We begin with the Franconian Lakeland, which is located in the southern part of Germany, near Nuremberg. It is an artificial lake district with many water-based activities and a passion for good cuisine. Beer is always an important item on a German menu, so especially in this region. And the Franconian Lake District is Germany's oldest hops-growing area, and hops being an important ingredient for beer brewing. You can learn much more about the process of beer brewing and other processes involved in the museum Hopfenbiergut and its accessible exhibitions. Continuing to the Lusatian Lakeland, which is also an artificial lakeland between Berlin and Dresden. Here you can witness the transformation of a landscape which has been carved by open-cast coal mining to Europe's largest artificial lakeland region. And you can experience this transformation process on off-road jeep safaris through the mines, bike tours on the smooth cycling paths, and refreshing boat trips. Making water-based tourism accessible is the general focus of the Ruppin Lake District, just north of Berlin, and very accessible. Be it with a canoe, a floating boat, or a house on water, you are welcome to travel from one natural lake this time to another and, for example, stay in the beautiful town of Rheinsberg. Here, Frederick the Great is said to have had his happiest years of life. And everyone is welcome to stay at the Seehotel Rheinsberg, Germany's largest accessible hotel. And if you are interested how this works, traveling from lake to lake, two people have actually did it this autumn, and you can visit accessible-brandenburg.com and read about their experiences. So, continuing on to East Frisia, a wonderful region at the Northern Sea, and it is very famous for its national park, Wattenmeer. When the tide is low, a huge area of mudflats is exposed to be explored on foot or on special sand wheelchairs. There are also many flat cycling routes for bikes, and at the seal sanctuary, you can learn a lot about the wildlife of the coast. All in all, East Frisia is very famous for its Low German dialect and for their tea tradition. I've heard they drink more tea than the British, actually.
Never?
Okay, let's settle this dispute another time. We have Rostock to talk about. The city of Rostock is located to the east at the coast of the Baltic Sea. It harbors Germany's largest coastal forest and is Germany's largest cruise ship harbor. Rostock has many accessible city sites, and especially the beaches offer accessible entrances and infrastructure. It is an 800-year-old city full of maritime heritage and urban life, as it should be. On the opposite side of Germany, in the southwest, we have the Eifel region with its Eifel National Park. It offered guided tours through its forest for people with different kind of impairments. It is a volcanic landscape with mineral springs and even a geyser. You are free to explore Eifel's accessible hiking routes and picnic areas and get all the information you need at the barrier-free information points and exhibitions. And since we're talking about Eifel, if you are here tomorrow, they will be talking about the national park in detail at 2 p.m. in the studio, so please come and hear about their process of making a national park accessible. Germany's southern wine route has a pleasant and especially sunny climate, which is very unique to this region, kind of Mediterranean region. Famous for its culinary delights and wine, the region welcomes you to take part in its Palatine Festivals for All. The cooks in the accessible hotels are always prepared to offer menus suitable to your diet and allergies. Saxon Switzerland is situated in the eastern part of Germany, near Dresden and on the river Elbe. It offers a big variety of accessible activities in a mountain area: wheelchair hiking, hand bike cycling on the renowned Elbe Cycling Pass, Germany's most favored cycling pass, favored by Germans, and accessible boat trips, to name a few of them. I would like to put a special emphasis on the climbing offers for people with mental disabilities. Now to some cities. The capital of the federal state Saxony-Anhalt, Magdeburg, is a very old city with a lot of its history made accessible. Here, you can go on a tour with a Braille city guide for the visually impaired, or on a tour with an electric wheelchair. You can visit the Cultural History Museum or the famous and colorful Hundert Wasserhaus. I would like to conclude with the city of Erfurt, the capital of the state Thuringia. Its historic town has survived the Second World War, which is very special for Germany, and can be explored during exclusive barrier-free city tours or even with a video guide in German Sign Language. Erfurt is famous for its Christmas market and the Cathedral Steps Festival with an accessible festival area. So, some more on the association. The association accessible travel, barrier-free destinations in Germany exists to further the development of accessible tourism, all in all, to promote the barrier-free products of its members, to collaborate with other associations, politicians, and local public officials. And each of the member regions has its own regional network of accessible touristic products and services. By enlarging this network and learning from each other, we connect these products and are able to offer barrier-free experiences along the touristic service chain. So you are very welcome to visit our stand in the Grand Hall, just outside the door to the left. There are colleagues of mine there as well present, representing the different federal states of Germany. And if you want to have any specific information on the offers I just described, just come and visit. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.